Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you eat the whole fruit, whether it's a date or a banana or an apple or a grape, you're getting all the components that are so beneficial. You're getting the water, the fiber, the vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, micronutrients. When you eat any processed sweetener, you're not getting any of that, and particularly the water and the fiber. You're also getting it at a much higher caloric density because most processed sugars are about 1,800 calories per pound. Well, fruit ranges from anywhere from 200 to 400 calories per pound, 200 for things like berries and apples, 400 for bananas. Even dates are 1,300 calories per pound. So I think it's much better to eat your dessert from a whole food like fruit than from a processed sweetener.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human. Hello, humans. I am your host, Dr. Yami, and I want to welcome you to I Am Human. I appreciate you subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing episodes of this podcast. To be human means to seek the most calorie-dense and hyper-palatable foods, but it also means to have the intelligence and creativity to create delicious desserts that are not only amazing, but health-promoting. In this short, but very sweet episode, we hear from Chef AJ, who is an expert at doing just that. Chef AJ has been devoted to a plant-exclusive diet for over 46 years. She was the host of the television series Healthy Living with Chef AJ, which aired on Foodie TV. A chef, culinary instructor, and professional speaker, she is the author of 3 best-selling books: The Secrets to Ultimate Weight Loss, A Revolutionary Approach to Conquer Cravings, Overcome Food Addiction, and Lose Weight Without Going Hungry, Own Your Health, and the 10th anniversary edition of Unprocessed, all which have received glowing endorsements by many luminaries in the plant-based movement. Chef AJ was the executive pastry chef at Sante Restaurant in Los Angeles, where she was famous for her vegan, sugar, oil, salt, and gluten-free desserts, which use the fruit, the whole fruit, and nothing but the whole fruit. She broadcasts on Chef AJ Live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter daily. She is the creator of the Ultimate Weight Loss Program, which has helped hundreds of people achieve the health and the body that they deserve, and is proud to say that her IQ is higher than her cholesterol. In 2018, she was inducted into the Vegetarian Hall of Fame. Chef AJ has been a guest on the show before, back when it was Veggie Doctor Radio. She was one of the first guests, I think, in the single digits. So we'll link that as well so that you can hear her story and her whole journey to veganism and the way that she eats now. But in this episode, we are talking about her book, which is called Sweet Indulgence, Guilt-Free Treats Sweetened Naturally with Fruit. It really is such a beautiful cookbook. And the recipes are unique because they have no sugar, oil, salt, no refined sugar. She uses only fruits to sweeten the desserts. And I promise you that they are delicious. So I hope that you will pick up a copy of this book and also help Chef AJ achieve one of her dreams and goals, which is to be a New York Times bestselling author. And you can do that by ordering her book before August 31st, which you are going to get a generous amount of bonuses, including all of the videos for each one of her recipes. So it's going to be like having Chef AJ in your back pocket teaching you how to make these recipes. So in this episode, we talk about why she chose to write a dessert cookbook, what's different about this cookbook compared to more traditional vegan dessert cookbooks, and why she changed her mind about eating dessert first. That used to be her motto, her slogan, eat dessert first. We talk about why it's beneficial to use fruits as natural sweeteners for desserts as opposed to refined sweeteners, her favorite recipe in the book, what she thinks is the best recipe, and what recipes she thinks are the most surprising. So I think you're going to really enjoy this episode. Like I said, it's nice and short and sweet, but you're going to learn about her book and learn a little bit more about Chef AJ. So thank you so much for being here. I hope you go out and order and pre-order Chef AJ's book ASAP. I appreciate you so much. Have a plantastic day. And now welcome Chef AJ. The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional. Chef AJ, welcome back to the show. I had you on the show as one of my original guests. I think you were in the single digits of Veggie Doctor Radio. And we are coming in on 7 or 8 years. Now I lost count. 7 years, maybe, of Veggie Doctor Radio, which is now known as I Am Human, for the past year. So it's been full circle. Very nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's nice to see you. And thank you for having me. Congratulations on all your book and podcast success.
Thank you. Well, we should be congratulating you because you have your new book that you've written, and it's all about dessert, sweet indulgence. Love it. I've been through the whole book. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Very mouthwatering. So the first thing I want to ask you is, why a dessert cookbook?
Well, I think it's needed in the world in general and in the vegan world in particular. And, you know, as a pediatrician, I'm not sure where you stand on how much sugar kids could eat. But what if kids could have a healthy treat that didn't have sugar, that was made from the fruit, the whole fruit, and nothing but the whole fruit? Maybe you would be behind that because, you know, most kids are little sugar addicts from the time they're born. And I really wanted a book that would hopefully cross over and not just be a vegan book, but that could reach people that maybe are not interested in being plant-based or vegan, but want healthier options. Because believe it or not, there are people, they'll never become vegan, but for whatever reason, they will not eat sugar. And they will not eat flour. And so this could be something that would fit their diet. Or, for example, people that are gluten-free. All my recipes are gluten-free. So, and they're also kosher. So I was hoping that this would transcend just our wonderful, supportive plant-based and vegan community and actually go out to the world.
Well, I hope so too. And also your recipes are beautiful. They're attractive to look at. And I know that they're delicious as well. A lot of people aren't used to it though, because we're used to the traditional high sugar, fat, salt kind of treats. So talk about what's different about this cookbook compared to more traditional dessert cookbooks or even traditional vegan dessert cookbooks.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a great question. What is different about it than other vegan cookbooks is that Not the ingredients I don't use, which are animal products, obviously, meat, fish, fowl, eggs, dairy products. But I don't use any processed or refined sugar. I really just use the fruit. And I use things like dates, which I can turn into in my own kitchen a syrup or a paste. I use other fruits like bananas, pears, apples. So I'm not using any refined sweeteners. These are things that are found in nature. And I'm not using any refined oils. I am using fat. It's not a low-fat cookbook. There are many, many low-fat, low-calorie density recipes in the book for somebody maybe following more of a Dr. McDougall, Ornish, Pritikin, Esselstyn style diet. But for people that love Joel Fuhrman and like to get a lot of nuts, there's a lot of recipes that are richer with nuts and seeds and things like that. But I would consider them all unprocessed because they all are made from whole food. And of the 100, I can't remember if it's 154 or 156 recipes, only two of them even have flour. So really, I really wanted to concentrate on the whole foods. But I'll tell you something. Even though people are used to very rich desserts, there are some recipes in there that when I was a pastry chef at Sante Restaurant in Los Angeles, they didn't even know they were vegan. So for example, the frozen peanut butter chocolate cheesecake, the German chocolate cake, these are not low calorie desserts. I feel they're still healthier. But so you can serve these to people that aren't vegan or even aren't healthy, and they won't know. Because think about it, you know, animal products like dairy and eggs are so easily substitutable now in every recipe. You can make flax eggs, chia eggs, buy something called, it's a product that's called an egg, for example. And there's so many egg substitutes in the world. And as far as dairy, I mean, ever since Miyoko Shinner came out with her book, you know, Artisan Vegan Cheese, it's so easy to substitute dairy and eggs in a recipe because, you know, you're not putting chicken and hopefully fish and beef in a recipe. Really, it's just the omission of the dairy and eggs, which are so easily taken out of a recipe. It's much harder to take out the oil and the sugar than it is the dairy and the egg.
Yes. And I agree because when I was reading some of the recipes you made, I can tell that they're going to have that mouthfeel that we're after, you know, but it's more of a whole food. So you can eat it, you can have your treat, you can feel good about it afterwards.
Yes.
So one of the things that you said in your introduction is that you used to believe that it was best to eat dessert first, but you no longer believe that. So tell me what has changed and why.
Yeah, well, what changed is I lost like 50 pounds. So when I wrote my first book on processed in 2010, I started the book with dessert saying, life is uncertain, eat dessert first, which is not my quote. It was the slogan of a restaurant in Los Angeles called Marie Callender's. And I think somebody actually came up with that saying. Because my feeling is, or was, that even if you're really full, you're always going to have room for dessert. So just eat it first. Well, once I really realized, you know, a little bit about calorie density and what it takes to be healthy, I mean, there maybe are some desserts in the book or in life that you could eat dessert first, but I feel like it's not the best option for people that are struggling with their weight or food addiction. I think now I would say eat vegetables first.
Oh yeah, that's your thing is the vegetables, right?
Yep.
And I think that's a great idea too, though, because it does give your gut those signals of satiety. And then once you get to the dessert, you can enjoy it more mindfully and probably enjoy it at a different level than if you were to scarf it down at the beginning of your meal. So
you're right,
I
about
like that.
You won't eat as much. You know, if you can fill your belly first on things like, you know, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, beans, you know, nuts and seeds, it doesn't mean that you won't ever want or desire dessert, but I feel like you won't eat as much as if you ate it on an empty stomach when you're really hungry.
Okay, so why is it beneficial to use fruits as natural sweeteners for desserts?
Okay, so I feel that when you use a processed sweetener, whether it's honey, which isn't vegan, or maple syrup, agave, barley malt, stevia, molasses, coconut syrup, all those things, they are not found in nature, at least not in the form that we buy them in the store. Yes, there are maple trees, but there's no maple syrup. I don't know anybody that can go tap a maple tree and get out 40 gallons of sap and distill it down to 1 gallon of maple syrup. I don't know anyone that can make agave or cane sugar or coconut sap or any of those things. But I can certainly make date paste. It's really easy. I take dates. They can fall off the tree or I can buy them in the store. I can soak them in a little bit of liquid like water, take the pits out and puree them into a paste. And the whole food is still intact. Even though I processed it in a food processor, I haven't added or taken, other than water, added anything or taken anything away. And when you eat the whole fruit, whether it's a date or a banana or an apple or a grape, you're getting all the components that are so beneficial. You're getting the water, the fiber, the vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, micronutrients. When you eat any processed sweetener, you're not getting any of that, and particularly the water and the fiber. You're also getting it at a much higher caloric density because most processed sugars are about 1,800 calories per pound. Well, fruit ranges from anywhere from 200 to 400 calories per pound, 200 for things like berries and apples, 400 for bananas. Even dates are 1,300 calories per pound. So I think it's much better to eat your dessert from a whole food like fruit than from a processed sweetener.
Yeah. And from a medical standpoint, it's better for your metabolism because having all that fiber in there, it blunts that spike in your blood sugar and your insulin spikes, and you feel better. I think sometimes when we're eating a bunch of refined sweeteners, we don't feel great afterwards. You know, it tastes good in your mouth, on your tongue, but then you're like, ugh, you know, you don't get that good feeling afterwards when everything hits your blood sugar. So,
and, you know, you mentioned satiety, and that's really important, especially for people maybe that are trying to fill up on fewer calories or maybe lose a few pounds or just not overeat, because dessert can be very easy to overeat on because it's so delicious. When you have fiber and water in a food, whether it's, you know, from a fruit or a vegetable or a whole grain or a potato, water and fiber together creates what's known as bulk, like that feeling of having a sponge that was dry and then now it's in water, it's expanding. And bulk is what creates satiety. You really can't get full eating processed sugars. You just can't. It's pretty difficult to do that. Because I used to drink like Dr. Pepper for lunch. I used to have Coke Slurpees for breakfast, and I would eat candies, cakes, cookies, pies, and ice cream all day. It was vegan. And I was 50, 60 pounds heavier. And I don't ever remember having the breaks like to stop eating these desserts. But even the richest of my desserts in the book, a normal size piece is satisfying because the fiber, the water, the vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, micronutrients are all present.
But I also feel because it's not so outrageously sweet, like right. the amount of sweetness that we get for refined sugars, it doesn't trigger that animalistic drive to overeat on it. And I have come to prefer now desserts that are made with fruit because it does feel like, you know, it feels more satisfying. It doesn't start that dopamine rush that you just can never stop, you know? So I like that about that too.
If you're obsessed with real-time data and want to know what's going on with your metabolism, you'll want to try Lumen. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. On the app, it tells you if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. It can also track your cycle as well as the onset of menopause and adjust your recommendations to keep your metabolism healthy through hormonal shifts so you can keep up your energy and stave off cravings. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know whether you're burning mostly fats or carbs. Then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. Listen up. Metabolic health matters. Most chronic diseases that are preventable with diet and lifestyle habits are caused by dysfunctions in metabolism. When you have a healthy metabolism, you feel better and you perform better. You have improved sleep, healthy weight maintenance, and enough energy to do the activities that you love. I'm getting back on my routine after celebrating my birthday for a few weeks, and I'm using my Lumen to get back into my fasting regimen. I use my Lumen every morning upon waking, and it really helps me stay on track. The insights you get from Lumen can be very helpful for those trying to optimize their energy levels, sleep, or those using intermittent fasting to reach their health goals. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, go to lumen.me/Dr. Yami to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/DRYAMI for 15% off your purchase. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode.
Well, it's official. Back to school season has begun. Why does it always seem to sneak up on me? We are now in the whirlwind of drop-offs and pickups, sport practices, and parent volunteer hours. There is so much to do all the time. That's why I'm really glad we have ways to keep eating healthy even when the schedule is bursting at the seams. If you want to ensure that you will be able to put delicious and nutritious meals on the table during the busy school fall season, I highly recommend Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box,
for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. You get to choose from 80-plus flavor-packed options that allow you to take back time in the kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes. Here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that comes already pre-chopped, as well as custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are very simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. Green Chef takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included, so even less experienced cooks in your house can prepare a delicious home-cooked meal. I appreciate the variety of plant-based meals available. This week we had curry-spiced sweet potato wraps, mushroom artichoke and pesto flatbreads, and spicy peanut and veggie sesame rice bowls. Those were extremely delicious. The recipes are so yummy and approved by the whole family. I love that they include lots of veggies for a delicious and nutritious meal. The vegan meal kits are hearty, so you don't have to worry that you'll go hungry. And now you have the option to double your portion of protein or veggies, and you can swap to a plant-based protein like organic tofu or tempeh. We have loved using Green Chef in our household. If you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table, look no further than Green Chef. And now, take your healthy routine further with 2x the support. You get to select from Green Chef's healthiest menu ever and access thousands of top-rated gyms and fitness studios worldwide from ClassPass. For a limited time, new Green Chef subscribers will also receive 50 free credits to use at ClassPass, about a month's worth of membership. Go to greenchef.com/IamHumanClass for 50% off your first box plus 50 free credits with ClassPass. That's code IamHumanClass at greenchef.com/IamHumanClass to get 50% off your first box plus 50 free ClassPass credits. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. Renting from Armoire is perfect for me because I love fashion. I get bored easily. I love to try new things with low commitment, and I'm also a minimalist who is budget conscious. Clothing rental just makes sense. It's so fun. You get to try new styles that you may not be brave enough to buy and keep forever, and your wardrobe stays fresh and updated. We live in a small old house with tiny closets that get cluttered easily, but I love clothes. I don't want to compromise. I want to look cute and feel great, and with clothing rental, it's a win-win. My first shipment of rental items arrived quickly, and all my items were neatly folded, clean, and ready to wear. The first item I tried on was a pair of overalls from Wild Fang, and I've already worn them 3 times because they're adorable and so soft and comfy. Today, I'm wearing a beautiful floral linen wrap dress from Yumi Kim, and I feel so feminine. It's really elevated my mood. I have 4 more items to try this week, including some cute corduroy wide leg ankle pants, a pair of super wide leg jeans, a sophisticated midi dress, and a puffy sleeve V-neck sweater. Getting dressed in the morning is exciting, and I feel great all day. There are so many reasons to try Armoire. First and foremost, you'll always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's affordable. They have many plans to choose from, depending on how often you'd like to swap out your outfits, but it could actually save you money in the long run. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once, letting it sit in your closet for years until you finally donate it. It also feels good to support a company that is women-founded and women-led. And finally, Armoire can help you define your personal style. It gives you recommendations based on your body type and what you already like, but it also gives you the freedom to explore different styles you may not otherwise buy. If you've never tried something like this before but feel intrigued, I recommend that you give it a try. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Yami. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/DRYAMI to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
What is your favorite recipe in the book?
I knew you were going to ask that. So my personal favorite recipe does not mean it's the best recipe in the book. It's just my personal favorite, and I'll give you a few reasons why. It's called the rustic fruit tart. And in this photo here, it's strawberries, but you can use any fruit. And the reason it's my favorite is because it's probably one of the easiest recipes to make. And even someone with just a very modest amount of skill could make it in 5 minutes. And it can be, raw. So for, I have a few friends that are 100% raw foodists. And simply by either choosing to bake the little tart for 5 minutes or not, it can be raw or it cannot be raw. So I love that pretty much everybody can eat that recipe. And it's basically just fruit and oats. It's like you could eat it for breakfast, but it's a beautiful pie. And I love that I can change the fruit up. I love strawberries, but I could put any kind of berry in, or peaches or apple or pineapple. And it was one of the later recipes I created. And it's really easy. And it's really like eating food.
And it's cute.
Thank you.
We can't leave that part out. It's cute.
Especially all right. Well, a little.
Yeah. What do you think is the best recipe in the book then?
Okay. There's a couple of bests that are really like I said, because I used to cook different celebrities in LA would order my things. And I can tell you what was ordered the most, which was the frozen peanut butter chocolate cheesecake and the German chocolate cake. However, you might know Dr. Matt Letterman from the movie Forks Over Knives. Yes. He liked the tastes like a frozen Snicker bars pie. But I think the best recipe in the book is the Frango mint pie. Anybody that's ever been to Chicago, grew up in Chicago, may remember a very famous department store called Marshall Fields. I grew up in Chicago, and my mother would take me on Saturdays to downtown. It was just such a wonderful experience as a child, and we would eat in the dining room. And for dessert, they served a Frango mint pie. Now, what a Frango mint is basically a chocolate mint candy that Marshall Fields was famous for. And it would just literally, this little square, it would melt in your mouth. And in the dining room, they would turn it into a pie. And so having such fond memories of Chicago, of mint and chocolate, and I actually got to make this for Dr. Terry Mason from the movies Forks Over Knives, who still lives in Chicago, and he said I nailed it. So I'm very proud of that recipe. If you don't like chocolate and you don't like mint, obviously that's not going to be your best recipe, but I feel like that's the best recipe in the book.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that don't like the combination of chocolate and mint, which I don't understand because I think it's a great combination.
People may as well not like chocolate and peanut butter then.
Yeah, my mom doesn't like chocolate, which is strange because I'm the opposite. So I don't know if I got some different genes from her, but, you know. Which recipe do you think is most surprising when people taste it?
Okay, so
that shocks people.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So one is the outrageous brownie because it's made out of black beans. And I was doing this before everybody was doing black bean brownies, and people do not know that there's, you know, beans in this brownie, and they're so moist, and nobody knows unless you tell them. There's a couple of recipes where I sneak in vegetables. So one is the cauliflower rice pudding. So it's rice pudding, but it's riced cauliflower, and people think it's rice. And then the last one would be the mind-blowing kale chips, where there's actually kale chips that are covered in chocolate and peanut butter.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that. I love how you did that for sure. And yeah, I was skeptical when I was reading the cauliflower, the rice cauliflower one. So I'm going to have to try that and see how that is, because I'm Panamanian. And so in Panama, rice pudding is one of our traditional desserts too.
Do you eat a lot of plantains, or did you eat a lot of plantains?
Oh yeah. I love plantains. Yeah.
Because this book was a little bit rushed because the publisher was retiring. That is my only regret, that I could not include more recent recipes with plantains in the book, because they are amazing in desserts.
Yeah, well, that means you just have to make another book.
Another book.
Looks like you have way more material in you, huh? Okay, anything else that you want people to know about your book?
Well, I want them to know that if they purchase it by midnight on Saturday, August 31st, and save their receipt and send it to sweetindulgencebook.com, we will send them over $1,000 worth of virtual bonuses. I did something that I'm not sure anyone has ever done, and I literally filmed a video of every single recipe. So if they buy the book early or by midnight, see, because my goal is to be a New York Times bestseller. And to do that, it's the pre-sales and the first 5 days that count. They will get, I mean, I think it's like 20 hours of content. They'll also get one of my dessert masterclasses that other people paid $600 for. So it's quite an incredible, I mean, the bonus is worth more than you'll pay for the book.
That's amazing. How generous of you.
Thank you.
And that's great for foodies that really want to nail all these recipes. It's like having you in their back pocket to show them exactly how to do it. You will have no questions left. You can get it straight from Chef AJ. Well, that's very generous of you, Chef AJ.
Thank you.
I love that deal.
It took me like a whole year to do it.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of work.
It's 156 videos, so that's a lot. Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Well, that's great. I hope that everybody buys your book. And even if it's just to look at the beautiful pictures, because it's a beautifully photographed book and everything just looks so pretty. So definitely get your hands on that book. Well, let's move on to the wrap-up questions then. What do you wish more people knew?
I wish people knew the power of a plant-based diet, even if it's not 100% vegan, or if you want to call it a plant-forward diet, to not only help them look and feel their best, especially if they're suffering with some kind of lifestyle disease, but that it's also the answer to the environmental problems we're having with climate change. And also it's just so kind to the animals. And I wish people would just give it a chance just to know how good they can feel and how they could be helping the planet and the animals.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And thank you for saying that, that a lot of people don't feel ready to commit to 100%. But it stops them from doing anything.
Right.
So I think what Chef AJ is saying, don't let it stop you from going as plant-based as you're able to or willing to right now. Just give it a try, see what it's like, and then you can progress more later if you are able to.
Absolutely. Like you say, just because somebody can't do everything doesn't mean they shouldn't try to do something.
Yes, and I love that.
I think the more they do it, the better they'll feel, and maybe better they might even feel they look, and then they will do more.
How do you define success in this lifetime?
Success is, I think, maybe doing the right thing in the eyes of the people that matter. So, you know, I don't think it's just about like, you know, your fans and followers and how much money. I think, you know, having meaning to the people that you care about in the world and doing right by them, to me, that's successful. Or also just to, you know, I think about that quote, I think it was George Bernard Shaw, you know, if I helped one life breathe easier, that is to have succeeded. So, you know, that's those kind of things that are kind of like not about the usual things, you know, like.
Yeah. I love that. Is there a goal or a dream that has evaded you thus far, or something that you have left on your bucket list that you'd be willing to share with us?
Oh, absolutely. I'm all about goals. Like, I'm looking at my vision board right now that's like to be a New York Times bestseller, and I do vision boards for different things. So I have two professional and two personal goals. I don't know if I'll reach them or not, but one of my professional goals is to be a New York Times bestseller, because I'm 65 and I don't know how many more books I got in me. And this one took a long time to write. And another professional goal is I would love to have like a cooking show. And I know I already have a cooking show, you know, on YouTube, and I had one on a small channel, but like, you know, like a real show, like, you know, like a Rachel Ray kind of show. That's kind of always been my dream. And then, you know, personally, my goals are, you know, people don't know this about me because they see me however they see me on YouTube or on your podcast. I've suffered from terrible anxiety my whole life, really disabling at times. And I would really love to learn before I die how to live in peace and how to really, you know, not have that be such a, you know, an albatross around my neck. That would be amazing. And then my second personal goal, which I'm always working on, has to do with forgiveness and just letting things go. And that's a process. You know, it's not, you can't just say, hey, I forgive everybody. I mean, you can, but you know, those kind of more spiritual, you know, goals are the kind of things that I've been working on personally.
I love that. And I love how you don't give up. Because no. I've heard you talk about your anxiety before, and I love how you know that there's maybe something out there that's going to help you get to that level of peacefulness that you're after. So kudos to you for that.
You know, I keep trying. And it's funny, people are like, well, she doesn't appear anxious. Yeah, maybe I talk a little bit fast, because when people see me, they're seeing me in the context of something that doesn't make me anxious. So I can speak to 400 people doing a cooking demo because I'm confident in cooking, right? So these people that think I'm not anxious, they're not seeing me on an airplane. They're not seeing me at the dentist. They're not seeing me, you know, when an off-leash dog is coming at me. So they're like, what is she talking about? They're not seeing my life. They're seeing a slice of my life in an area that I'm very confident in, which is generally doing a cooking demo or an interview.
Well, a lot of people suffer from anxiety. It's so common, and I think it's becoming even more common, or maybe because we're talking about it more, people are more willing to be transparent about how they feel. So I know that as we build community around it, I think that's going to help as well. But more and newer treatments, whether, you know, they're alternative treatments, I think will be available for people. So I hope that you definitely achieve all of your goals, Chef AJ. Yeah. I believe in you.
Thank you.
All right. So the big question, what does it mean to be human?
Oh my God, that is such a hard question. You know, the first thing that came to my mind was, well, it means that I'm not canine. And I say that because I love dogs so much. But I think that to be human means that you can be a force either for destruction or maybe a force for good. And, you know, as humans, we've been given the greatest giftedness in all of life. And I think to be human means to use this gift well and to know the difference.
So are you saying that you'd rather be canine?
Well, I don't know if I'd rather be canine, because I mean, I really like having opposable thumbs, but I've always joked in my life, if you know, reincarnation, I always wanted to come back as my dog to somebody that would treat the dog like I do. But it just seems like they have a little bit simpler life at times.
Yeah. I just read a fiction book from an author I'm going to interview soon. And in her book, one of the beliefs is that as you progress in reincarnation, as you get more mature and wiser, you actually get to reincarnate as animals. It's not the opposite. You know, you don't start as an animal and then rise up to humans. You actually rise up to the level of an animal because animals are wiser. And that made so much more sense to me. I was like, yes, I love that. I love that belief of like, you actually get the opportunity to someday be an animal.
I would love to know the name of that book, because I just went to Farm Sanctuary and just like, you know, petting cows and pigs and goats. It's like when you look them in the eyes, it's like, how does anybody eat you? You guys are amazing.
I know. It's called My Animal Body by Meredith Walters.
Thank you.
And I'll send you the podcast episode once it's out too. But it was a lovely read. I really enjoyed reading that book. So
wait.
All right, Chef AJ, tell us all of your places that we can find you and connect with you and how we can get this book.
Absolutely. So my name is my website. Or my website is my name, chefaj.com. And all the information for the book and everything will be there. But I'm pretty much Chef AJ on all platforms. Well, actually, Instagram and Twitter. I'm the real Chef AJ, but I'm Chef AJ on YouTube. But really, just going to chefaj.com will get you everything.
Okay, awesome. Well, like I said, I hope all my listeners will order this book, get all of those amazing, generous bonuses, and start making some of these delicious recipes made with whole fruit. And I can't wait to make some as well.
The fruit, the whole fruit, and nothing but the whole fruit.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Chef AJ, for all the work that you continue to do for humans and for animals and for our taste buds and for our health. I appreciate everything you do, and I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Thank you. And here's to the sweet life. My name is Chef AJ, and I am human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.